Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, where in every segment I share a relatable story and end with a guided meditation to lead you back to your heart center. So, thank you for being here with me. And if you're new here, welcome. I look forward to guiding you closer to your heart center. So be sure to stick around to enjoy a brief guided meditation with me at the end of this segment. I'm back with another segment of the BOLO, Burnt Out and Laid Off series on my podcast. And today, funnily enough, we'll be talking about why burnout doesn't have to be a part of the process. Now, let me explain. Whether you're tuning into this series for the first time or you've been tuning in with me segment after segment, which, by the way, thank you, regardless of when you're joining me on this journey. This is a series where I am practicing everything that I preach, and it is also a series where I am sharing what I've learned, the insights that I've gained, so that you can learn from me and perhaps prevent burnout from occurring in your own life. We all start somewhere, we all learn somehow, and for me, and my Guyanese mom always uses a phrase, who not hear, go feel. So if you're not hearing and listening to the advice and the signals and the signs that you're getting, you're going to feel it. So it might sound harsh, it might sound brash, but ain't it the truth that when we ignore the signs, when we push past our limits in a non-healthy way, and when we forego our body, health, whatever it might be for something that we perceive to be worthier, we're going to feel the consequences. There is always a price to pay for whatever decision we make in our life, whether it's positive, something uplifting, something encouraging, or something negative and something that comes in the form of something we probably don't want. And for me, that was burnout. My main warning sign that I got leading up to this burnout was my disrupted sleep schedule. And it has been the hardest thing to reverse because it didn't just happen in a week. It happened over multiple weeks of pushing past my bedtime, of skipping out on supplements, of stimulating myself before bed, and overthinking, overworking, overdoing it, disrupting my sleep, then eventually my hormones. And now I'm in that recovery cusp of doing the opposite of all these things to bring myself back to optimal health. And if you're listening to this, maybe you felt this way before, or maybe you're feeling this way now, but I'm here to tell you that burnout, or whatever it is that biggest cost to pay, the biggest price to pay, does not have to be a part of your process. We can learn to listen to those warning signs earlier. We can learn to be proactive in our health. We can set up systems around us to ensure we are always taken care of and give ourselves grace, because we are human beings, not human doings. So even setting up too many systems in our lives to prevent burnout, to be on routine, to do the same thing every day, day in, day out, that also is unnatural. So in my last segment, I talked a lot about finding the flow, noticing the patterns, and finding that balance between being in flow and being in control, being fluid and then being rigid. Life is all about the balance, baby. And if you haven't realized that yet, well, take it from me. We will always be seeking that balance in our life, and know that the balance that works for me is not the balance that will work for you, because our journeys are unique. Our needs are unique. Our wants are unique. The way we do things is unique. So the best thing that you can do for yourself is to find out what works for you, is to listen to your own cues. Like I said, knowing that burnout was coming for me came in the form of my disrupted sleep. Maybe it looks different for you. Maybe it looks like missing dinner with your family for weeks on end. By missing this commitment, you know that something else is taking your time. Something else is taking your energy. Something else is pulling you away from your usual commitments. Maybe it looks like starting to skip breakfast when you normally have it every single day. Notice the signs that are coming up for you, and notice what you need to take care of yourself. Especially when it comes to burnout, which a lot of you have been saying that you resonate with the title of this series, that burnout is something that you are desperately trying to avoid, but also maybe are in the process of recovering from or feel it coming on, wherever you are in this cycle, burnout is no stranger. And it's unfortunate to say that because that is the reality of the world and the society that we are currently living in, especially here in North America, in a society where we are constantly being told to overachieve, overdo it, and work beyond our limits for the, something that is perceived to be worthier than this present moment, than our health. Think of your mind and body like a car engine. Would you let your engine run out of gas? So why would you do the same to your body? Some of the natural signs that might lead us to burnout or undesirable states of being include, like I mentioned, disturbed or lack of sleep, having mood swings. Doom scrolling is a huge one because we are all glued to these rectangular cellular devices that fit in the palm of our hand and keep us connected to the entire world. And learning when to shut that off and come inwards is difficult sometimes. However, this can easily turn into addiction, scrolling addiction, doom scrolling, whatever you might call it. So taking note of this is really important. And also just falling out of routines. Perhaps having a lack of meal prep and nourishing food to put into your body, or a lack of movement. All of these signal undesirable changes and lead you toward an undesirable state of being. And you might think, well, Kaylin, I never really had a routine. I never really moved a lot in my day. I never really ate healthy foods. And to that, I would encourage you to also look into that. Why are you resisting systems in your life which allow you to fuel your body in a healthy way, to rest and reset in a healthy way, to be more efficient and effective in healthy ways for yourself? This is all part of finding the balance of life. And I encourage you to slow down out of love for your body, mind, and soul, not out of force and resentment. It's now been more than a month of creating the BOLO series, and I can confidently say that burnout does not have to be a part of your process. And hopefully by tuning into this minisode, you understand this and it inspires you to take the action to live a more holistic and healthy life. Now let's tune into what this feels like. I invite you to take a moment of mindfulness with me and tune in to your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Once more, inhaling through the nose. Filling up the belly, filling up the chest, feeling the body expand, and exhaling through the mouth, letting it go. Releasing it, being present in this moment here, breathing naturally at your own pace. As you take a few deep breaths here, with every breath you inhale vitality, renewal. And envision yourself at your most optimal health. Imagine your physical features. What do you look like at your healthiest state? The texture and physique of your body, your skin, your facial features, your emotions. And now feel into your body, what does this feel like? You at your most optimal health, what does it feel like? What are you able to do? What are things that you no longer have to do? Allow this vision to permeate your cells and resonate throughout your entire being. Call in your healthiest self. Now, without thinking too hard, and releasing judgment around what comes up, what steps do you need to take to reach this healthy version of yourself? First things that come to mind are perfect and are a beautiful starting place to feeling like your healthiest self. Maintain this vision of your healthiest self, feel into them. Imprint this image of yourself into your mind. Know that this is possible for you. This reality, this version of yourself exists right here, right now, simply because you were able to tap into them. You're able to envision, feel, and resonate with them. As you bring your awareness back to this present moment, I encourage you to journal about this version of yourself. Once again, noting physically, mentally, emotional, spiritually, how they feel, and what steps you need to take to reach that version of yourself. If you enjoyed this exercise and this mini-sode, please rate the podcast 5 stars. And I can't wait to see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.